Welcome everyone, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between. This is Tony's Political Ramblings. And so today I wanted to talk about the workforce. It's something that comes up quite frequently. Very much the American ideal is having a job and working with dignity and things of that nature. And obviously, there's a lot of mystery surrounding the future of work, really. You have the advancing of automation and the advancing of artificial intelligence technology. You know, it's really something that is really worth considering in the near future here, how work is going to change in the next 10, 15, 20 years. And so I want to start this off with the question here is, you know, this common idea of like the robots are coming, right? But the robots are coming, or are they already here? And I think there's a case to be made that they're already here. Technological advancement already has replaced millions of jobs in the United States, as a combination from technological advancement and outsourcing and moving work overseas has really had a big impact. But as far as technology goes, for every one new robot, we'll say, it's found that 3.3 jobs are lost in that process. So manufacturing is one of the biggest hits in this in terms of improving technology. And that trend is still going to continue as our technologies continue to get better. A lot of jobs that are safe today, or were safe a few years ago, are on the way out. And those are typically jobs that are going to be repetitive tasks. Things like cashiers, drivers, and even accountants, which I'll get into later. Artificial intelligence is probably going to boost that trend up even more in terms of transforming and changing the workforce. And there are some estimates that there will be hundreds of millions of jobs displaced by advancements in AI. And on top of this, you also have COVID having a huge accelerating impact on this advancements in technology. Firms were forced all around the world to advance their technology so that they can work in remote environments. And so a lot of jobs that might have been safe for another, we'll say, 5-10 years or so, are now already obsolete because the coronavirus pandemic forced these companies to innovate and forced them to rule out a lot of these jobs. That said, if the picture really isn't doom and gloom, and that's the argument I really want to make here, there are a lot of jobs that will be displaced. However, there already have been a lot of jobs that have been displaced, not only in the last 20, 30 years, but in several decades before, in the Industrial Revolution. And so my thesis here is that even though a lot of jobs are shifting and being displaced, these jobs are being transformed and not necessarily being taken. So I think it would be best to establish what can history teach us when it comes to this workforce changing that's going on right now. The Industrial Revolution, if those of you don't remember all that off the top of your head, was really one of the first major implementations of large-scale use of machines to produce and manufacture goods. And this replaced jobs in agriculture and agricultural fields and handcrafted work, you know, craftsmanship type stuff that you didn't necessarily see as much post the Industrial Revolution, because everything was just made by human-operated machines. And so as a result of this, these jobs didn't disappear necessarily, they just transform. More jobs came out of the Industrial Revolution than were lost. A lot of the jobs that sustained us through the 1950s, 60s, and all that, 70s, all the way up to the current shift in the workforce, were products of the Industrial Revolution. And so now, today, we're just seeing that the production of, we'll just say, textiles, steel, iron, and coal mining, these jobs were all products of the Industrial Revolution, and now they're just being transformed again, just as they were initially transformed with the Industrial Revolution. And this new revolution that we're seeing right now with automation and AI are just really going to shift to the creation of new jobs. But I think that it is important to bracket this conversation by looking at where things are right now in terms of just breaking down the typical blue and white collar work. So first up would be blue collar. Blue collar, as I alluded to earlier, has already been hit the worst in terms of automation. In the last 25 years, the U.S. has lost 5 million manufacturing jobs. This line of work, again, it's been a combination of automation and shipping work overseas, but blue collar work has been hit significantly. Manufacturing firms are having higher outputs than they were 25 years ago, but they're using fewer people to do it, simply because the technology is improving. You also have advancements in things like predictive maintenance, which are advancements in AI technology, which would allow firms to use more strategic maintenance and repairs and service for their technologies. So that way you don't necessarily have material spontaneously breaking and systems spontaneously not working. You can kind of see when the best time to fix it up is right before something happens. And now you don't have to have these sort of ad hoc repairs, which again makes the company more efficient, but also it requires fewer workers and things like that. And so, you know, this isn't an overall positive trend if you're looking at traditional blue-collar jobs like coal mining, working in steel factories, et cetera, et cetera. But you also have the new jobs that are coming in to replace this, things in the logistics industry, things that manage supply chains, jobs like that, as well as green-collar work, which is, to put it, concisely, green collar work necessarily works to on anything with the environment, any sort of green technology, things of that nature. So while you do have this job loss occurring in terms of traditional lines of work, you know, again, things like coal mining, you have it being replaced by jobs where we'll just say, maintaining solar panels, installing solar panels, building wind turbines, things of that nature. These construction jobs of new energy sources, for example, are going to pull a lot of workers from the old construction, manufacturing, and maintenance jobs of the past. And so if you look again now at white-collar jobs, these are the typical jobs that you'd see of human resources people, salespeople, et cetera, accountants, lawyers even, you know, they're in for a big shift too. White collar work has generally been not as affected as well, as much as blue collar work had in the past, but that is starting to change, particularly with the advancements in AI technology. And so, as I've said at earlier parts in this episode here, is that a lot of these repetitive tasks that people do over and over and over again, even something like sales, for example, or customer service, these tasks do generally still fall in a pretty repetitive pattern. So these tasks can be learned by machines, and they can be done by machines, and they probably will be done by machines in the next 10 to 15 years. The same is the case with lawyers and accountants. Now, in terms of like arguing a case before a jury or a court of law, might be a bit out of the range of what a machine can do in terms of lawyer, in terms of being a lawyer. But an algorithm can read through long documents and find specific sections that people are looking for and can argue to make their case given what's already there on the books in terms of state and federal laws. And so the same is true with accountants. We're obviously seeing the difference that websites like TurboTax have provided in the last in recent years. So advancements in this AI technology and algorithms will really work to make these more monotonous, repetitive jobs like being an accountant or like being a lawyer, make a lot of that work less monotonous and less and really automate and do a lot of the very basic repetitive functions. So what's the deal then? Where do workers go in this context now that they're forced out of their white-collar jobs? There is another opening, though. There is another opening that comes in its place, that being pink-collar jobs, or jobs that are traditionally associated with women. And these are things like medical care, nurses, teachers, et cetera, et cetera. And so a lot of the Bureau of Labor and Statistics puts out, and a lot of puts out the statistics on what are the highest growing, fastest growing jobs in the U.S. And a lot of those jobs are quote unquote pink collar jobs. You have nurses, like I said, being a prominent part in the future. And so really, these jobs, what separates these traditionally feminine jobs from white-collar work and blue-collar work, is that a lot of them require creativity and social skills, and they're basically things that machines can't do, at least not yet. And so you need to have a certain capacity to read and understand and talk with other human beings, and that's what these jobs require, because that skill cannot be programmed, again, as of yet. And so in another piece of this, too, you have elder care and senior care, which is another big industry, particularly here as the United States population continues to age and the average age of the U.S., average U.S. citizen continues to increase. That market for elder care is steadily growing. And so this is, and trends of this pink collar, these traditionally pink-collar jobs picking up steam, they're starting to the trends are starting to show that it's gradually getting popular by non-women workers, and one case of this is that men are already flooding into the nursing profession, and it's a job that 10-15 years ago could be considered too feminine for a lot of men to do, but now a lot of men are still going in there anyway because there are just a lot of opportunities there. So in terms of, we've looked at the history, we've looked at the present, and I think it's important to look at, and a lot of this presentation has already touched on, the future. These green jobs, creative jobs, and technology-based jobs, as well as pink-collar jobs, will likely dominate the future of work. Work is not dead simply because technology is advancing. It's just changing. Manufacturing, a green economy, as well as logistics are going to provide a transition and a new home for blue-collar workers. In President Biden's State of the Union address the other night, he mentioned that there was a semiconductor plant now proposed to be built in Ohio. I mean, these jobs that work with advancing technologies and green technologies, they are going to replace the jobs that have disappeared over the last 30, 40 years out in the Rust Belt, states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, Illinois. A lot of these jobs are going to get replaced anyway by creation of newer, greener technologies. Managing the machines and creative jobs will replace white-collar work. A lot of individuals are now going to have to use creative business development strategies that, again, machines just can't do right now, and that's going to put these workers ahead. And pink-collar jobs are really going to work to fill in the rest of the gap by giving a lot of people the ability to stay working and continue working with people. A lot of machines are really going to eat up a lot of the current jobs. But a lot of newer jobs are going to be more interpersonally based. And that's going to come, as I said, in fields like healthcare, education, and particularly, too, as we move away from the pandemic, this interpersonal demand, this interpersonal skill, that demand for that skill is obviously going to keep increasing, again, particularly with the field of education. So I think to bring this all together is that The future of work is going to be revolve around a transformation, not necessarily a taking. Automation, AI, and other technological advancements, they're not replacing jobs. They're just transforming the way we work. They're simply providing new avenues for individuals to thrive in different professional environments. There have been a lot of talks about universal basic income as a way to keep individuals afloat, to keep them financially stable while they're not working. While that's another discussion whether I personally am in favor of it or not, I don't think it's necessary to fix this here because simply new jobs are just going to open up because that's what they always do. People who have had voiced these same concerns during the Industrial Revolution, they voiced these same concerns, you know, in the decades leading up to the present, but new jobs continue to keep coming. The key is investment in research and development, and particularly in emerging industries. Again, the green economy, healthcare, with new healthcare technologies, particularly with mRNA vaccines that we've seen with the COVID-19 pandemic. Investment in these emerging industries are going to generate new jobs, and allowing smaller firms to enter into these industries and to make sure that those industries are not choked out by a few large oligopolistic or monopolistic firms. Those, in my eyes, are the keys to keeping the workforce working.